Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have returning guest and close friend Liz Samuel is here.
Hi, I am so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. Hold on, this wire is being... Oh, yeah. I just got a short wire. Whatever. Anyway, I'm so happy you're here. And for those of you who haven't heard Liz's previous episodes, she is an actress, she is a mom, she is an activist. Anything else you want to add?
I produce some stuff. I write things. Yeah.
Very creative person. She has psychic gifts she's continuing to open into.
Yeah, things are interesting lately.
Would you say that you have psychic gifts?
Yes. Instead of explaining it away, yeah, sure, I do.
How would you describe them? As comfortably as you want to share.
I get signs about things, and sometimes if I don't pay too much attention to them, something will occur, and then I'll look back and go, yep, I did get that sign. Mm. But if I pay too much attention to it, nothing happens. Like, it's that whole... where they say, don't look at it directly, but look around it, kind of.
Well, it's almost like when you ruminate or obsess on something. What is it? Oh, a watched pot never boils.
Exactly.
Benjamin Franklin.
That's right. That's right. That's kind of what it's like. And so I let things just come to me, and then we just see what happens later.
I think what you're saying is a beautiful point, because when it comes to spiritual gifts and psychic abilities, there has to be some kind of surrender and healing. You have to be healed enough to really use them, or you can become so obsessed with being right.
Yeah.
Because visions are interesting things. I'm not going to get, I need an expert almost.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of an expert, but I mean someone who like gets hard visions and is like works with the government, because some people have like that like 99% accuracy and they help the government find killers. But like,
I know you don't really hear that much about that, but all the FBI uses visionary or vision.
I know a woman, I haven't met her in person, but I've heard of her. I'm a fan. Karen Reese, she's a medium and a psychic who the government hires a lot.
Right.
I want to meet her soon. And
the government knows that people have these abilities.
Yes.
They just don't want to spread it around. Yeah.
I think that's what we're awakening to, is the fact that people are starting to admit that we do have these abilities and to feel less crazy.
Yeah.
For talking about them. And even not just the abilities, but talking about things like unicorns, mermaids, Atlantis. Even if you're cynical and you don't believe, it's opening up the conversation and realizing there's so much more mystery here, and we can't assume to know everything.
Yeah.
That's a very fear-based mentality. So I think people are opening up to, what is this reality? And what am I not aware of? And it deeply goes into the human journey and exploring ourselves and who we really are.
Yeah. One thing that I'm trying to figure out is like, why do I have a vision of something? Because what would it do to even help having that vision? And that would be the example of what I can, you know, I can tell you the story whenever.
Tell the story.
Oh, okay. So I went away with some girlfriends, some local moms who I'm friends with in the beginning of the summer. Most of us, our kids were away at sleepaway camp. And we just planned this weekend down at the beach. And we had, it was such a last minute plan that there really weren't many other hotel options. And we picked a hotel that we knew we had had problems with in the past. But we're like, we'll give it another shot. And the first night we slept there, that morning I woke up and I immediately was like, ladies, I had this dream. I have to tell you about this dream. And the dream was that we were at a different friend's house. It looked a little bit different, but there was a long hallway and that there was a gas fire and it was coming down the hallway. And I was screaming to her, you have to get out. You have to get out. And she was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And I was panicked. And lo and behold, about 4 hours later, there was a fire in our hallway.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. And those three women that I was with, one of them has an understanding of these kind of visions and psychic abilities.
Was it
and
Suzanne?
It was Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne, if you're listening.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And the other two are, one sometimes believes these things and the other one definitely not. And there it was. I didn't know I was having a vision. I was just telling them my dream when I woke up. And then I forgot about the dream after we were dealing with the trauma and the craziness of this fire situation, which I, you know, without going
into... So you have the dream, the fire happens, you almost forget about the dream until once it resolves, you're like, oh my gosh.
Someone else.
Wow.
I think it was Suzanne said, you dreamt this. You told us this morning. And I was like,
I love Suzanne. Good for her for remembering, because she's into the psychic abilities. She has her own.
I did dream this. And then the other two were like, yeah, you did. You told us.
Wow. They must have been like, whoa.
Yeah. And I would think that was the first time that they're, I mean, that was proof right there. And here's what I'm confused about is that how could that dream have even helped in a situation like that? We still panicked, got upset, dealt with the hotel. The hotel was awful about it, charged us $2,000 on my credit card for pulling the alarms, which we did not do. They had disengaged them. It was like a whole thing. This hotel was like,
can I tell you what I think?
Yeah, tell me.
So, and I'm not saying I have the right answer. I'm giving a guess of what. I think in that case, with your vision, once you start really trusting and owning and recognizing that this is a gift, a lot of us have them, but we dismiss them.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start really being like, I have this gift and trusting it more, you could have had that dream and said, I am pretty sure there could be a fire in this hallway. You don't have to listen to me. I think we should get our stuff out and leave.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is when we don't believe in gifts like this, you get called crazy. Oh, you're just being crazy. We don't listen to our intuition. So I think that whole experience shows you to trust yourself more.
Yeah.
Even if, suppose you did leave and a fire didn't happen. That's okay too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But right. I think the more you try, you have gifts.
You have to agree with yourself. Like, yep, I did. Yep, and I will.
And thank God you're all okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You were okay in the dream, I assume, even though it was scary?
Yeah, we were all okay
in
the dream.
And you were okay in real life?
Yeah, in real life, it was just a panicky and frustrating and carried on for like 2 weeks because we had to deal with like their lawyers and they were treating us like criminals, but we didn't do anything. It was
why do they treat you like criminals?
Because they were.
Do you want to shout out their name or no?
I'm the reason why, and I haven't written a review about them, is that I think they're connected. I know they're connected actually to Jersey.
Where was this, by the way?
It was in Asbury Park.
Okay.
And I don't even need to say the name because anyone listening would probably even know. And
I don't think you should say the name. I'm glad you said Asbury Park.
And the building used to be used for psychiatric patients.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so there. Oh, so it, maybe, did you feel presences there and stuff?
You could feel that there was like some anger and some.
And this is a hotel.
Uh-huh.
They turned that into a hotel.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to visit.
It was a hotel, I think, in the 20s.
Okay.
Then it was used in like the 50s, I think, as a psychiatric, like to bring psychiatric patients there or like a, yeah. And then it got refurbished as a hotel again.
Okay.
So it started originally as a hotel.
It's reminding me of American Horror Story, the season with Lady Gaga and the haunted hotel. I mean, that was a whole other level where there was like vampires.
But I mean, after the podcast, I'll give you the name and you can just go Google this.
Please.
Place. Yeah. I just think that they have people running it that I don't want to.
The first most important thing is to stay safe.
Yeah.
So, and that's in any situation with conflict resolution, space is better than now. Also, making up and conflict resolution is even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're not there with them yet. Why do they think that you are a criminal?
They had disengaged the fire alarm because they were dealing.
How did the fire happen?
They were clean. There was like an exhaust fan. They were changing the belt on the exhaust fan in the kitchen downstairs, which was right below our room, I guess, and was and the smoke was coming up through our hallway, and it was a toxic smell, like a choky, like you could choke on it. It was so bad. It was like chemically. And they didn't want to alarm the guests, and so they turned off the alarms.
Oh, wow.
And so
that is very illegal.
They didn't tell us.
That is so they could get in big trouble
right,
for that.
So then they told, so I called, I didn't call 911. I called a local police number.
Good for you.
And I actually have the screenshot of it. Like I called.
That's called a good Samaritan, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I was trying to like, right. So I called and I said, the police department picked up and I said, oh, I'm just trying to call the non-emergency number. I just have a question about something. They're like, what is it? And I said,
yeah, because I don't want to die in this hotel.
Yeah. Basically. I was like, if there's toxic smoke filling our hallway, but the fire alarm is disengaged.
I hate to be annoying, but there's like toxic, deadly smoke.
And that is the honestly, that is where it's like the apologetic little girl being like, I don't want them to be mad at me for causing
violation of the divine feminine, yes. Which we're going to get into next.
And literally,
I don't want to seem like a bitch or a nuisance, yes. But there's a fire
in the hotel. We might die, but I just don't want to annoy anybody. And they're like, get out immediately. So I told my friends, we have to leave immediately. We left, fire trucks, everything showed up. And then the hotel was so mad at us.
Was there actual fire?
They were trying to contain it, and they were.
Where was it?
It was in the kitchen.
So there was a fire in the kitchen. They were trying to contain.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't.
No.
You got to immediately call the fire.
They had two weddings. They were
getting. So they're trying to make you the bad guy.
So then they put $2,000 on my credit card as a saying I pulled the fire alarm,
which you didn't. Is there a police report being filed on this?
No. And this is, you know, we decided it was so traumatic, the whole thing.
Yeah.
To get back the $2,000 off my card, I went through hoops. They still kept our room charges on there. They still kept our $1,300 on there.
But at least they didn't keep
the $2,000.
So where did you guys sleep?
We slept in that room.
You slept there after the fire was put out.
Yep. Because there's no other place to go. We're like,
does it look nice?
So it's lipstick on a pig. It looks.
I've never heard of that. That's the name. Lipstick on a pig, Asbury Park.
Yeah, it is. No, it's really shoddy. Like the piers over there, there's like all these shops under this pier, and there's like on the beams, they have these notices saying do not, like not for people to be here. And it's like shops are open, everyone's walking around, and it's like completely unsafe. But there are people getting paid off all over the place down there. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I decided.
I'm glad you disengaged from the whole thing.
Disengaged, I'm fine. And,
but you're a psychic, and that's the point of the story.
Right. That's the point of the story is that I was just trying to figure out how do I use that. But you're right. You're right. It's to use it, and you say, like, pay attention. Oh, I just had this dream. I think maybe this is an unsafe place to be right now, and then leave. But now I know, and I didn't trust myself. But now that my friends witnessed this ability or whatever.
It's validation of your gift.
Totally.
Gifts.
Yeah. And I have to say, I've had these amazing visitations from my mother. I only get them. She's been gone just over 4 years. And I only had like one when she first passed. I had another one like 6 months after that.
And is this through the bunny or does she actually, do you actually see her?
No, she's in the dream and she smiles.
In the dream.
She's really happy.
So you have like, your dreams are not just predictive dreams, but they're dreams where spirits can actually, the other side contacts you.
My mom has, I have had probably in the 4 years, about 5 or 6 dreams in 4 years. And she is always peaceful, happy. She doesn't physically speak, but I can feel her speak to me.
Yes.
And she's just smiling and she's great and fine. And they don't change in the sense that like her demeanor doesn't change. Like she's always just.
It's her spirit.
It's her spirit. Yeah. And then something really cool happened the bunny situation is that whenever I see a bunny, I feel like it's my mom has come out to physically, like, in person, say hello. And that has happened at times where I've usually said, I really miss you, Mom, and I love you. And then a bunny comes out. And this has happened, and that was in my film. And that was this has happened many times. And I was in California recently, and I was running along these like cliffs. And there were so many bunnies, so many, that I just was like laughing, crying, and running at the same time and just saying, thank you, thank you. So about a week and a half later, I'm in my home office and I'm working with a friend who is a personal organizer because we're redoing my office. And she's handing me a lot of stuff, a lot of junk, a lot of, take this, hold it in your hand, Liz. Do you want it? Do you want to throw it away? Do you want to keep it? And she hands me a box that has Chinese characters on it. And I was like, oh, this is one of those things my mom brought back from China. Like she just, there were so many things. I don't even know. So many tchotchkes that I didn't pay attention to a lot of them. Well, I looked at the box and I was like, oh, I think it's one of those ink things, like what she called, what's called a chop. So you did it in the Chinese paintings for your, to sign your name. If you're doing Chinese paintings, you usually have your name made in Chinese with a symbol. And then you use that to sign the painting. She had given my kids their names on a chop. And I had seen those and they was like by my son's bed for so long. When I opened this one, I was thinking like, maybe this is Isabel's and she just like left it downstairs. I don't remember getting one for me. And this is going back for like a long time. It was maybe 6 years ago. It was just months before she got sick. She went on a trip to China before she was diagnosed. And so anyway, this is the first time I'm opening the box.
Wow.
And I open up the box and it's a jade figure. And I haven't told anyone this story yet. I'm so glad to be sharing it right now. And I open up the box. It's a jade figure. And before I look at the figure, I turn it over. I don't even see what the figure is. I turn it over and it says Liz and it's at Chinese characters. It was my chop and I had never seen it. And then I looked back and I turned the figure over. It was a bunny.
Oh.
It was a rabbit. I couldn't believe it. And yet I could. Like, how could this be the first time I'm seeing this gift she gave me? That I do, I see her. This is like, she knew that I was I didn't know. And then I looked, my friend looked up. She's like, I think maybe it's possibly the year you were born. What year were you born? She typed it in. She's like, you're the year of the rabbit. Your mom knew that. She was in China, got you your name with the year of the rabbit. And that's how she visits you, is through all these rabbits. And this just happened like a week and a half ago. I could not believe it. So I took that thing. I acknowledged it. I said, thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. I see it. I love you. And here it is. And I put it on a little shelf in my office. And I can't believe it took me 6 years to look at that gift she gave me. And now it all makes sense. That was an incredible little gift right there. And Bonnie, who was organizing me, she was not shocked. She was just like, that totally makes sense. All right, moving on. What's the next thing we're organizing? And I think my mom was like, there were piles of photos, lots of her in them. So I think that her spirit was like in that room. It was like, you have not opened up this box. I got it for you from China years ago. Open it. And there it was, the bunny.
I mean, that's so beautiful. I'm so glad you shared it. And it's true. We get messages from the other side.
Yes.
In your dream, with your mom, with the bunnies and the jade, you know, all of it. We get these messages. We get these things. And the more we can open up to it not just believe, but include our distrust as well.
Yeah.
Because that's also what throws us off, is we don't know how to hold both the cynicism and the faith that, oh my gosh, this is real. Yeah. Like, we're still fascinated by mediums and psychics because a part of us knows it's real and a part of us is really doubtful. But you have to feel individually into certain psychics and healers. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to feel out if you can open up into it. But I love that you are starting to trust your gifts and just the synchronicities more, and the fact that your mom and other spirits are sending you messages and contacting you from the other side.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much more hope and there's so much more gray between life and death than we realize.
And it really makes you so, instead of grieving my mother, I feel that she's there, and it makes me so happy. I was at Ellis Island. I'd never been in my entire life. I'm a New Yorker. I'm from here. We went over the summer. There's a huge wall with thousands of names. Thousands of names. The tour guide quickly was like, oh, these are people that donated money years ago to like refurbish Ellis Island. I don't know, maybe in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
I didn't even... There's one little tiny section. I glanced at it as we're walking away from it because we had to get somewhere else. And there is my grandmother's name. I had no idea she donated money, but there's no... Wow. It said her name and it was right in front of me. And I think that she was there and she was like, oh, thank you for coming. I donated money to Ellis Island. And I'm like, oh my God, how could it be that I have this spiral of thousands of names? There's my grandmother's name.
That's
right,
incredible.
There. That's incredible. So I am opening up to it, and I'm thankful, and I smile, and I get chills, and I accept it, and it doesn't scare me, and it makes me really happy, and I feel guided.
That's beautiful. I'm still working on, I have a lot of now, not just spirits crossing over, that's been happening, but people who've passed, like I'm having more of what you'd call a ghost-like spirit, although it's so much grayer than that in a sense. Come through. I was telling you I got 4 hours of sleep. I kept getting woken up by noises and images now of people speaking to me from the other side. It's and it's interesting, right? Because as you open them up, there is that old belief of, oh, you're crazy to think that. And it doesn't mean everyone has to believe me. That's okay. But it's been fun utilizing the gift in a lot of my healings and tarot readings when something, whether it's a loved one comes through or a spirit. It's been very fun as I trust that gift and open it more and work with it to kind of add that to a lot of the abilities I work with. It's there's so much out there, and healing work is real too. And as you heal the trauma, which as you know, I've been healing a lot of deep stuff. As you heal that, the gifts and just who you really are in general can start really coming through. You start vibrating your own frequency. But so many of us are out of relationship, myself included. But I've been trying so hard, so hard to see my blind spots and to know who I am, even though that's ever changing for everyone. We shift, we evolve. But yep. I'm loving that you and a lot more people are waking up into their abilities, because it's going to help us really save the planet, to be honest, because our sensitivities are linked to her pain and what's going on there. And there are still so many people that deny climate change exists.
That is unreal to me. It's unreal to me that people would deny that. It's unevidence.
Talk about
everywhere.
Denial, right?
Well, you know, part of it is not even so much denial, but their own selfish self-interest of how can I make more money? And if the planet melts, then I can just get quickly to the oil, which will make us money.
But it's denial it's too, because what money when the planet's...
No, it's going to be gone. Because they're only caring about right now, their years right now, but they don't want to...
That's not even selfishness. That's like, that's
it's
something
so
about... It's
insane.
It's actual complete survival mode in a sense. On one hand, it's like a brave cowboy, like who gives a fuck, right?
No,
but on the other hand, it's so disconnected. And we're all connected. And the truth is every soul is connected to you. You can't be a living, existing creature on this planet unless you're connected to Gaia, the soul of the earth. So, you know, it's time to wake up and hopefully people will. I want to get into, first of all, the Amazon forest fires, and there are many forest fires also in Africa. I just want to say, you know, let's just continue to be aware of it. I'm not asking you to go take a flight to Africa but once again, just more awareness on how we're treating the planet in general.
Yeah.
These things like hurricanes, forest fires, tsunamis, when a human being or any being, a celestial planet, when it's being put under pressure and not listened to, it reacts, it erupts, and we have to pay attention.
I mean, just as small as I have new neighbors, I am sure they will not hear this podcast, so I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say their names, but
okay.
I have new neighbors, and they did not realize what was their property, what was my property, and they chopped down my 150-foot trees.
No!
All the birds, All the nests are down. They got rid of it because they wanted
Were you furious?
Furious.
What did you do?
Well,
did you yell at them or?
No, what happened was before they chopped everything down.
How did they not know it was yours?
Kate, if you come to my house now and you will see it.
I'm going
to
be devastated.
Yeah, I'm devastated every single
day. Are you
going
to replant? You have to.
Okay, well, they're replanting, but it's going to take years. And by the time my kids are out of college, it'll be, maybe there'll be some growth. Okay.
So they are replanting.
Yeah, but not these, not a huge 150-foot Norway spruce.
Of course, but at least they're taking responsibility because you have to live next to these people.
This is what happened. They came over with their plans, their blueprints, which I could not
read. Are they on your left or right side?
They're facing my house. They're on the right side.
Facing your house. Okay.
Facing my house. They're on the right side.
I can't get a vision yet. Yeah. Is it a nice house?
They have completely gutted and renovated the entire house. It doesn't look like anything it looked like before.
So they bought it. They're renovating. Got
They're like really young. They have a baby and they moved from Brooklyn. Look, we all did. I moved from Brooklyn with a baby too.
Casey moved from Brooklyn. That's everyone goes. They go from Manhattan to Brooklyn, Park Slope.
Yep. That is
Montclair.
That's the path.
Yes.
But they basically, didn't realize that their property started at their driveway. They thought it started
Wait,
on
they're the... across the street from you?
No, they're next door.
They are next
door. They're next door. And okay. They chopped down. So they came over with the blueprints. I couldn't understand them. They're like, we're just going to tidy this up.
Yeah, they're showing you another language. You're like, okay,
yeah,
what?
And they said they were going to clean it up. They didn't say they're going to wipe out my huge tall trees that create oxygen and privacy.
Don't get me started. I will literally pop 10 Klonopin.
Well,
not 10.
While
one.
It was going on, the kids were away at camp and I had many nightmares and dreams and sadness and I was so panicked about it. David didn't notice it every day because he just went to work and did his own thing.
So what happened? They just cut it down?
Cut everything down. They took everything out.
Did you just wake up like, what the fuck?
I heard a lot of noise and I came outside and these tree guys were already
pulling it down. Your heart must have
I was like, what is going on? They're like, you agreed to it. And I'm like, what? No, what?
That's manipulative.
Trees.
Did they say to you, we're cutting down your trees? But they thought it was their property?
They thought it
property?
Was their property. They're like, just letting you know. We're just letting you know we're going to clean
Got
this
it.
Up.
So they really thought it was theirs.
So then
what did you say to them?
So then I said,
oh my God.
When it was, I said, well, they weren't home. It was the tree guys. And I was like, I don't want these down. They're like, it's already being done. They're already, like, one was already gone. The Norway spruce was gone. And they were pulling down the tulip tree. It was
the tulip tree?
Like, huge, tall. Yeah. So anyway, they're all gone. We can't replant those. But
the other one sounds beautiful too. I didn't mean to.
The Norway spruce, just for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Norway
created,
spruce sounds
well,
beautiful.
It was so beautiful. It was an evergreen, but it covered the side of the house, so it was privacy and shade. And like now you could coming driving up my street, my poor daughter has to keep her shades down because you can see right into her bedroom. It's like the whole thing has been like kind of a nightmare. And so
what did they do?
They mulched the whole thing and they put in like little tiny plants. So it's like so what I was going to say about this whole planet thing is what you're saying to people is like, be aware when you pull down trees that are healthy. You're destroying part of the earth.
That's selfish.
It's selfish.
It's beyond. Decorate your yard. Yes. I'm all about gardening.
No.
In a very holistic way.
Yes.
Gardening to me does not involve ripping up
healthy
beautiful
trees. The
birds
that have
is,
had their nest
oh,
there forever.
Liz, you are getting my
when the
fire
oh, yeah.
activated.
And you can see the wind
Yeah,
blowing.
The wind.
Yeah,
I know. You can
like,
see.
No, yes,
it keeps happening. So I get mad. The wind goes.
The saddest thing for me was seeing that trunk when they had cut it down.
Stop.
And the birds kept coming over to the trunk.
Oh, my God. Like, stop. I'm going to break down.
I know. It's too much. And I've.
Now, so please wait. So they're planting new.
They're planting trees. They did it, and the trees are too
short.
Are
they mini?
They're like tiny little things. It'll take a decade.
Did they apologize?
No, because first of all, I haven't seen the woman at all.
No,
she works for a fashion company, high end, and she's never around.
What company? I want to know so bad.
She's at Oscar de la Renta, and So
you listen here, Oscar de la Renta. My name's Kate Wolf. And you have an employee, but it's not. I'm not going to even. Oscar de la Renta, I'm going to say that you guys need to plant
Plant some trees.
Plant some trees.
Here's the thing.
Seriously, where? Yeah. In New Jersey somewhere, yeah, or in Africa,
yeah,
or
with, yeah. Just get
them. What's the company again?
Oscar De La Renta.
I know it. I just keep it Oscar De La Renta. No, because they got some money.
Yeah. They,
okay.
Oh yeah.
They got
but
some money.
The thing is, like,
plant some fucking trees.
They seem so nice, and I'm sure these neighbors are very nice, and they have a cute little baby, and they have a new puppy now, and. You know, and here's the thing is that every time I wanted to talk to them about it, something else was going on. It was a tragedy. So I'd come over and I'd be crying my eyes out about these trees. And they'd be like, Jackson died. I'm like, who's Jackson? And they're like, our dog. I'm like, oh.
You're like, all right, I'm going to go back. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? At least you don't have a volatile relationship going on with them.
No, it's more
annoying,
like
it's awful.
And I have to, you know, one thing that the
but now we're podcasting.
Now we're podcasting.
You're
we're
telling the story.
Yes.
And people, if you
please
buy a house,
trees, don't
if
rip
you,
them out.
I agree. As much as you can keep, unless it's like rotting out or
right.
something.
If it's sick tree, take it out. Yeah.
But or it's like sometimes you have to cut it. Cause, yeah. If it's a sick
or
tree, it's like
if
about
it's
to fall.
Dangerous because of
yes.
winds. Yeah.
Keep the trees, you fucking idiots.
Oh my gosh.
Not to
yes.
be rude, but stop.
Yeah, don't look at a Pinterest board.
And Oscar De La Renta, yeah. you owe 100 trees planted at least.
Right, exactly.
You got money somewhere where it's needed, okay?
And
if you
want to
contact Liz and me to be models for any of your outfits, we will also do that.
Side, I don't know if that'll, yeah.
Sure, who the fuck is the person said
right.
that models have to just
no,
be
right.
tall?
You're right.
Who the fuck
right.
said that?
Right.
The game is
that.
Changing.
I know, the
no
game is
rules.
Changing. It's so true.
Anyone's hot, please. All right, let's yeah. get. I'm glad we brought up your gifts. Let's talk about freedom and authenticity real quick. Just be your fucking self. You can
yeah.
tell I'm more me than I've ever been.
Yeah, I love it. I love the you. I love
Thank
the real you.
You.
But I always knew the real you. And I. But we all put on those like the masks. And I think that, you know,
we want people to like us, especially when you work in entertainment
oh,
where I met Liz God. At Parent Society.
Yes.
And you're casting against, it's competitive. All these other moms, some of them look like you.
Yeah.
And you learn how to kind of be a schmoozer in a sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
it's gross.
To do what they want, like what are they looking for? And you become that.
You learn to network and you want to, hi, how are you? How's your, what I've been through in the last couple months, my listeners know, I've been going through a lot of trauma has been coming up, but mm-hmm. thank God for me to heal. You can already tell
yeah.
I'm becoming more me
uh-huh.
as I love myself
yes.
more. But, you know, as that self-hate heals and I say, you know what? I'm just going to be me. I'm not perfect. I have blind spots. We all have the good and the bad within. I kind of did a post on this yesterday of saying, when you think about our unique vibration, our soul song, there are higher notes, there are lower notes. There are no bad notes.
Right.
We're taught as kids that it's crazy to have abilities or you're being too loud
yeah.
or that's too much. Now, look, I can be an overwhelming personality. I can be misunderstood. I have anger that sometimes I've misplaced because I'm learning. When you have gray area molestation stuff,
yeah.
it can be really difficult to know how to respond at times. And it's not just me. We're all in different kinds of trauma, and you see it with Israel-Palestine,
yes.
in our politics, gun reform. People are not knowing how to communicate and how to get to a place. We may not all agree, but it can't be yours or mine, like
yes.
in terms of right or wrong.
Yes.
It's not that simple.
Can I bring up something that
yes.
is going on in Montclair? And I don't know if you've seen any articles about it, but basically students who are traumatized by all the school shootings got together and over months decided on a mural to paint. This is, have you heard about this story?
No, this is beautiful,
okay,
but
I'm going to bring you on a ride. So going down from the high school in Montclair, there's this where you go under a pass and they've painted this mural that is a little shocking, but it says never again. And it has shadows of kids with
Oof.
Backpacks with targets on them, but flowers coming out of the backpacks. Okay. It's a heavy piece. Well, there's controversy because the Republican Party of Montclair would like to counter it with a different viewpoint on the other side with a different mural for Second Amendment rights. So hold on. Your counterpoint argument is that kids should be shot in schools? So you want to... That... What kind of...
I don't think that's their counter argument necessarily. There was... I've been seeing a couple of these things associated with the NRA of... And it's real. This is real. It's... and I can't believe this is legit. But I guess kids can even have access to guns, including assault rifles. I didn't know if you knew kids... This is news to me that there you have to be 18 to smoke cigarettes, but you can have an assault weapon at like 6 or 7.
Something like that.
Which is so beyond insane to me. Mm-hmm. You want to call me crazy for contacting the other side? Guys, we've got like kids owning assault rifles. There was a woman, I've said this before on my podcast, who used to be an NRA leader who literally goes, how am I going to tell my granddaughter that I have to take away the gift of the assault weapon I just gave her? I swear to God. What? But they really believe that there's this, like, it's almost like a cultural, and look, I'm not even fully anti-gun, like fully.
No, but there's a difference between, come on, you don't want gun reform
needs to happen. Yes, now.
But also,
and immediately,
this whole thing about like a counter argument to kids being shot. I'm sorry, do you want kids shot? I don't understand the counter argument.
It's the defensiveness. This is the conflict resolution. I'm saying that we end up arguing points that aren't even the point.
That's exactly right.
Because now we're arguing a mural.
Well, because they don't want the free, they call it a liberal, it's a liberal point of view. It's not a liberal point of view. Don't you want your children to survive?
But this is where, this is the thing. This is, we're in that spot, whether it's with guns or racism, right?
Yeah, people
are... Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, which we'll get into a second, because it's like, yeah, we're doing Black Lives Matter because they're the ones getting shot innocently all the time. That's why that hashtag is there. But back to the guns thing, I think in general, guns and beyond, there's just such a thing of, if you're a liberal, you're like this.
Yeah.
And if you're a Republican, you're like this. And until we can really bridge and have some conversations and find some middle ground first, we can't get anywhere.
Because what does everyone have? Everyone has a fear of something, right? And so when it comes down to it, I think everyone is fearing for their lives, right? So the people who want guns are fearing for their lives. So they want to protect themselves with guns, okay? And the people who are fearing for their lives don't want guns because guns kill people. So they both want the same thing. So if they just talk about
it's like a Venn diagram, right?
Totally. You guys, everyone's just afraid and wants to survive.
You put in the middle.
Yeah.
Want to survive and thrive.
And thrive. So guess what? Come to a situation with gun reform, not control. We're not taking away guns, but just a point where, like, at a certain point, you just don't allow the high magazine capacity because that is used to kill many people at once. And if you think your life is threatened,
it's insane.
It's insane. You want a handgun in your house, I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yes.
You want to go hunting because you think that you're going to get your food that way, fine. But you don't need to kill a deer with an assault rifle that's used in war. These are weapons of war.
Well, let's also talk, and this goes beyond guns again. We have a president who, first of all, I don't want any president that's backed by the NRA.
No.
We can still have gun reform. That doesn't mean I'm anti all guns, but we need a politician there who's going to really non-dually try to make a difference.
Bridge the divide.
And bridge the divide.
That's exactly what it is.
And I really do enjoy watching the Democratic debates. We obviously need a candidate to get Trump out of there.
It's like
anyone who disagrees with me there, it would be very hard for me to be in that room with that person.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to get Trump out. I think there are several decent candidates. I would prefer a woman, finally. I love Elizabeth Warren. Totally. She's been doing this.
She's great.
She's been great for years. I do really like Bernie. He might be too on the liberal side for other people in terms of bridging the gap.
And I do think he's...
But I do like him.
Yeah, I do too. I think that in terms of pulling everyone together, I don't think he's going to pull everyone together, but I do like his...
I love Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, she's great.
And Kamala's all right.
She's good. And
how do you say her name?
I I say
Kamala.
I think it's Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Yeah. Kamala Harris. Okay.
I like her. And I also, what I like about her is people worry. So we've got this problem with Jews in America, right? Because here I am. I'm Jewish. I am a liberal.
What's the problem with Jews?
The problem
in America?
Is that Trump is saying that Jews have to support him because he supports Israel. But that's not.
Oh my God.
This is a whole other discussion, right?
He's okay. so stupid.
So stupid.
Do you ever check his Twitter account?
Oh, it's nuts. Everything's misspelled. He's a crazy person.
When Epstein was quote unquote suicided and he retweeted that it was the Clintons, I'm like, dude, you, Clinton and Trump both have. Yeah. Clear associations with Epstein.
Oh, totally.
So when he posted that, I was like, oh, hello,
well,
pot calling the kettle.
He's a gaslighter. He's
just...
You can't even...
Sorry, you go back to what you were saying.
What I was going to say about Kamala Harris, she, what makes me feel comfortable is she's not like the woman, and I'm forgetting her name right now, the congresswoman who wanted to go to Palestine. She wouldn't
Who's
say
that?
Israel. Cortez, is there? Or is it? No, not Cortez. No.
Oh, she's not even running, though.
No. Right. Well, she... No, but she was...
Alexandria Ocasio?
No, not her. Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name. But she wanted to go to Palestine. She wanted to go to Israel, and they denied her
Elon?
Access. And she said, well, then I want... You're not going to let me go see my sick grandmother? And
I think
like,
that's Elon,
okay,
right?
Fine. And then she decided not to go, but she wasn't allowed to meet with like Palestinian leaders because basically... They thought it was like a revolution type thing. So anyway, she's a Democrat, liberal, but here we have...
But she's not even running. I want to get back to some of the people running.
But here we go with Harris. What makes me feel good is that she is a progressive Democrat running who has a Jewish husband. So I feel protected as a Jewish person by her because I think she'll keep Jewish people's interests without making it all about Israel, Israel, Israel. Because I am... Jewish.
I'm Jewish and I'm very pro-Palestine, pro-Israel making up.
Exactly. Let's just have peace.
However that is. I know I said it like that's simple.
But most Jewish people I know are American Jews who it's like, let me see what's going on here first in America. And of course we want Israel to exist, but both parties want Israel there. And so
And it's not just Israel-Palestine. We need to we need a leader who's going to actually help us find conflict.
Yes.
Not just U.S. president, because we need a lot of leaders coming up that are going to really help fix this thing. Kamala, I was into her. I still am in a sense. I really hated that she went to a Scooter Braun fundraiser party. He's the one that kind of screwed over Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Because he really did do something in a very violation way to her. Mm. And I didn't like Kamala going there because with the violation of the divine feminine, I'm not saying she's out or I wouldn't vote for her. Obviously, whoever's going up against Trump,
we can't make that mistake.
But we have to be a lot more sensitive about situations like even what Taylor Swift went through because she was mistreated severely as a female artist.
Yep.
And they fucked with her, and she already wanted space and distance from Scooter Braun and his management and all of it. So for him to come and then buy her masters when she wanted to buy her own, it's that energy. So Kamala was there, I was like, hopefully she can learn from that. I'm not saying she's out, but it really did. Some people might think that's silly, but I want a president who's going to very morally in every situation.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she has to hate Scooter.
Yeah.
I didn't like that while Taylor and him, it felt like she took a side or something.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I very much felt Taylor Swift's pain with what was going on and feel that she has the right to own her master. She's going to be re-recording.
Right.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
But I like Kamala. I love Elizabeth Warren, like I said.
Yeah.
Bernie's cool, but I'd prefer Elizabeth. Tulsi Gabbard, I really liked. I don't know if she qualified.
I don't think so. And Biden...
For the next debate.
Biden, I feel like I understand that there's stuff in his past. But here's the thing, is that if he's with Harris, then you've got... I don't know.
I don't like... I'm not... It's not that I dislike him. When he was with Obama...
That's what I'm saying. I love Obama.
Right. But I think we're still transferring Obama's energy onto Biden.
And you don't think it's
the same like
thing.
Their dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Biden's a bad person. Maybe.
I want women to be
We're assuming
heard.
That. Biden, from what I see of the Democratic debates, it's also another,
it's like his way or the highway.
It's also another certain white. Kind of white guy.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
it's
know.
Fine. He's yeah. I like his policies. I like to, but I would prefer Bernie to him.
Yeah.
And I would for me, it's like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala and Bernie are kind of tied.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Elizabeth, she has been in politics forever.
Yeah,
and Bernie's so been smart. Fighting for things forever too. So honestly, I want Elizabeth Warren and Bernie at this point. But I also do like Kamala,
yeah.
and I'm not
yeah.
going to use the Scooter Braun. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's just
if
like
she's the candidate,
the
I'll
votes,
be behind her.
Who do we get from all these centrist votes? That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many people that are like,
it's going to happen between. Naturally because we are so thirsty. Ugh. It's called the third thing. It's when you hold non-duality,
right.
opposing forces.
Yeah.
We're all looking to get there. We all want.
We're
peace.
Desperate to get
we're
this
desperate.
Guy out. He is the worst.
Well, we're desperate for the planet to survive. We're yep. planet for racism to actually heal. We're desperate to be deeply in love with ourselves and our
yeah.
partners. We want yeah. actual relationships that make us feel seen. We want careers
yeah.
that fully ignite us.
Yeah.
We want a different way of living. The system's broken. The prison system's broken. The educational system's broken.
Yeah.
We are ready for a change, and we want leaders who are going to, we don't want to freak people out. We don't want to go, you know, so far in one direction where half of the population's like, well, I don't agree. Like,
right.
we don't want education reform in a way that half the people are losing their minds. I'm very anti-homework. But if Shane's middle school took away homework, half the parents would be so upset and offended.
Yeah.
So we need to come together, and we need leaders who are going to help yeah. facilitate and create the space mm-hmm. for actual positive conversations yeah. and real resolution to happen. And like I said, right now for me, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, and Kamala are yeah. the three that stand out. Still upset with the Kamala Scooter yeah. Braun thing. Yeah. And I hope that
Buttigieg is out, huh?
Who?
Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg, the gay mayor.
He never really, yeah, I have nothing against yeah. him. He just never spoke. I wanted Michelle Obama to run for president.
I know.
I was
her
dying.
Book, God, I was crying at the end of it. She's just the best person.
Who knows? Maybe somehow she'll get hired within yeah, the cabinet or
incredible.
Something.
She's a smart
I hope
woman.
Tulsi Gabbard, even if she's not qualified, can have a spot there.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the congresswomen,
yeah.
congresswoman like AOC,
yeah.
who's, you know, I want to see, but I want people in there that are not going to freak out, like that are not going to polarize too much.
Right. Bernie really, that was a, yeah, that was hard. Yeah. Anyway.
What was hard with Bernie?
Well, with Bernie is that like there were a lot of Bernie or bust.
Oh,
when really,
you can't do that
because then that's how we have Trump. It's like if all those Bernie people had just
and
voted for Hillary.
And that mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Is
it's
selfish.
Totally.
Jinxies.
Jinx. Yeah, totally. That's right.
Because yeah, I feel it's vital to get Trump out of there.
Vital.
And I'm looking for a candidate that we really think can hold both sides yeah. of everything, can yeah. be truly
and
non-dual.
Hear, and hear what everyone needs to heal. Yep.
Yes, we're all ready for healing. Yep. We're all ready, even just personally, to really enjoy our lives in a
yeah.
different way.
I mean, look, it's a revolution across the world, though. I mean,
yes.
Brexit is a huge issue. Actually, I mean, that's another story, but yeah.
Well, we're connected, so it's popping up.
Yeah, everywhere.
This is not just a problem
no, there are
in the United
everywhere,
States.
Everywhere, like in Hungary, I mean, it was Brazil.
But we all have yeah. an inner fascist as well. So all we can do is go within, and as best we can, have leaders that can facilitate conversations
yeah.
that need to happen. At least Trump met with leaders in countries that no one's done. And seriously, that is to me a benefit of that. We need more of.
I do think that was his own selfish way because I think he does want to be a dictator. I think that he's trying to, he has a playbook.
I don't even want to get yeah. into, I'm clearly not a Trump fan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I can't disqualify that yeah. there have been some yeah. positives. And I do think that there needs to be more open communication with leaders and nations that we have previously for preservation.
Yeah.
But I mean, Hong Kong is right now in a distressed state. Like
yeah.
there are many nations that are in trouble that we're feeling in our systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need leaders that are going to actually, for the planet's sake, for human beings, for animals, to figure this out.
Drop
we're all ready for the
and,
new earth.
Yes, yes, I agree. Yep.
And before we wrap up, we already kind of talked about connecting to other realms. Just real quick before we wrap up, I want to talk about Montclair real quick.
Okay, sure.
I jokingly
the sixth borough.
It's really, it kind of is. Mm-hmm. It's such a cool town in New Jersey where so many people who once lived in Manhattan or Brooklyn moved to. And
did you see the New York Post article that was out?
No.
Like yesterday? Oh, it was, there was an article written just yesterday, the day before. It was viral all over Facebook, basically acknowledging like New Yorkers moved. The only suburb New Yorker, real New Yorkers moved to is Montclair.
Well, I saw Patrick Wilson at Joyist.
Yes.
Casey, my friend Casey has a great business, Joyist, great food, great drinks, smoothies, all
and
of
it's
it.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. So I was reading tarot there yesterday and I went up to him. He, first of all, he's so good looking in person.
He's like, he exudes star quality and he also is like, he has an aura of like, he has some special aura. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a beautiful man. And I didn't want to annoy him. I didn't want to be that person. But I did go up and I said, I just want to say I'm a really big fan. And your his movie, Little Children, did you ever see that?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite movies because of the honesty.
Yeah.
Of it dealt with the issue of pedophilia in one of the most honest ways I've ever seen a movie.
Yeah.
Take on. I also loved the dynamic between him and Kate Winslet in the movie of just, you know, a suburban people trying to find their freedom and their connection and and their right to a life that makes them feel alive.
Yes.
So I loved that movie. I think about it all the time. So I just wanted, I came up to him. He was also an Aquaman.
Yeah.
But
recently, I know. Yeah.
But that was like, I love Atlantis, believe in it, but it was the little children and his role in it that really moved me. So I just said hi. He saw I was like reading tarot in the corner. I was like, hi, I'm Kate. I just want to say I'm a big fan and your movie Little Children really affected me and it's something I think about often. And those topics that you guys tackled, you did it beautifully. And he was like, oh, thank you. And that was that.
Yeah,
like,
he definitely keeps up a boundary.
He has, he has to, or he'll get like attacked.
Yeah.
He's this like famous actor.
He lives a normal suburban dad life too. He like volunteers in the schools. And so he keeps up a boundary, but he...
Wonderful person, though.
While still being like in the community.
I really enjoyed his his energy. I got a sense... You know, Casey knows him a bit.
Yeah.
And I was happy to get to
That's awesome.
At least tell him I'm a fan. Yeah. I love doing that. I used to do it in the wrong way. Like I have my Chris Rock story where I annoyed him and I was like, I take a picture. And he's like, ugh. He was like annoyed. I was like, if you let me take a picture of you, one day I'll let you take a picture of me.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, no, I won't. He's like, yesterday I had lunch with Leonardo DiCaprio. Ever heard of him? Ever hear of Inception? Do you think I asked him for a picture?
Oof.
But I didn't handle it. I came in.
Yeah.
Now I know to be just very like, I just came up and was like, fan, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but he was cool. We had a cool back
I was
and forth.
In a hot tub with Sarah Jessica Parker, like, you know, and we just left her alone.
Yeah. Like, did you talk to her at all or no?
We smiled at each other and like didn't really chat that much. And when she got out of the pool, some people bombarded her for pictures and we're at a resort. She's relaxing. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't bother
I wanted
her.
To find the balance of.
Yeah.
And I asked Casey too, cause I know it's her business. I was like, I'm such a fan of his and
you
he was,
you should tell people that I think
I did it very nicely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And if you're not like, you know, there's a difference between being like insane in front of these people.
He lit up, you know, I had my spider neck tattoos and I'm looking a certain way.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, you know, he wasn't like hitting on me or anything.
No,
it wasn't like that. But he was like, oh, he appreciated it.
Yeah.
I was complimenting
him. But maybe, Patrick, stop running around the town without your shirt on. You're inciting
a lot. Does he do that?
Yes. Are you doing that on purpose?
He had a shirt on, thank God.
He does that a lot. A lot of running in town.
No, you know what? Let me make another little announcement. Please, less shirt, Patrick Wilson.
He doesn't wear it.
Please check the Joyist.
Kids, like,
Patrick Wilson, check the Joyist Instagram account. You know, the next time I'm there, if you want to come in, can you imagine he just walks in without a shirt? I'd just be like, you're in a tarot.
All the time.
Trying to give a tarot reading to him shirtless.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
oh my God.
I'm getting a sense that you want freedom and that you're feeling.
No, he just thinks, he's like, no, I'm. I'm in Aquaman, so I'm going to be in the water and I don't need a shirt on.
You
the
got
water.
It. You flaunt it. Yeah, the only thing that true. Offends me is girls can't walk around with their titties out because I'm about a week away from that mental state.
Oh,
one more ER trip and I'm going to be like, you got a problem with my God-given nipples?
Here we go. They're meant to give milk. Here you go. Yeah. You want some?
You come over, I'm just butt naked. I'm like, this is what's happening now, Liz.
Sorry.
Okay?
That's it.
But don't stare at the titties too much, but this is what's happening. I've been on a nude beach. You know me with...
Yeah, I actually think now at this stage of my life, I would not feel inhibited at all. I don't care. Whatever.
Do like, it.
Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, back to Montclair and then we'll wrap up. It's just a great town. I love it there.
My daughter started high school there yesterday. Aww. I can't believe it. And I dropped her off. And it's like literally, it's a university campus. It's so big. And it's so different from...
And she's so pretty and cool and funny and sensitive.
And she had all these cool new sneakers. She was so excited.
I hope I see her soon. I miss her.
She would love to see
She
you.
Has gifts and she's very tuned in.
Yes, she is.
The night I left your house and got into that crazy accident that led me to talk to aliens.
Her neck was hurting. And that, her neck was
hurting. When I got into the accident and my neck got a bit messed up, crazy. She felt it. Her neck immediately.
Yeah. And she was young then. We have a connection. She was probably like 8 years old.
But that accident actually
that's you up to it opened,
I started seeing that purple energy that it felt, so it was very scary. Shane even said after, he's like, angels were with us. So at least we were being watched over.
I feel like that with my snowmobiling accident.
God. Yeah. You told us that last time, I believe. That was angels, nuts.
Yes.
You almost died.
We were protected.
Thank God you didn't.
We were protected. But yes, so I asked her about her day yesterday and she's just like, it's so big and people are so big. So,
true. High schoolers?
They're so big. But Montclair's amazing. And I love that it's always, it's a breeding ground for new ideas and new businesses. And you don't feel this like high street mall feeling of like the same shops over and over. You get really interesting places and interesting people. And you can have great conversations with people. And yeah, it's a good place.
I like it there.
Yeah.
And I had Shane's back to school night last night. He's in eighth grade.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I don't like the homework. I talked to all the teachers about homework. It sounds like he's not going to get a ton. But as a parent, and I'll say this again, not everyone agrees, our kids sign up for extracurricular activities. They're stressed.
There's like
they're
no
sitting
time
through.
For homework. Let
I think homework
out.
Needs to go away.
I agree. Just teach them in schools and like let them just think
maybe
about
some
it.
Some simple every now and then projects at home, maybe. But like,
I agree.
Homework needs to really take a hike.
I agree. And it causes the parents stress because if you're busy and you're a working parent or like you have so many other things to take care of, you suddenly have to like make sure your kids got their homework done. And like, what if it?
And when you try to help them, sometimes
I can't help anymore.
It's so beyond like what they're learning in science or math. So, and once again, for a child's brain to be taking in information for already over 6 hours,
it's exhausting.
They need time to come
check
home,
out.
Not just to do activities, but go on. I don't care about video games. Let
just
them
go check out.
Let
for a
them
while.
Choose what they want to do. But hopefully that'll shift too as we become more sensitive and actually listen to each other and the children.
Yep.
Even though children are children, they deserve to be heard as well.
Oh, speaking of, I said on an Instagram post about my kids, my son's, who's 12 years old, he's 7th grade, his first day of school. And I said, and of course, my son, a typical middle schooler, didn't open up, but then I'm waiting for my daughter to come home. Well, he saw that. He said, I told you everything when I came home, every single thing that happened. And he was right. And I really was just posting that to be funny. And what I really meant was that most middle school boys don't reveal a lot and that he did tell me everything. And so I changed the post for him.
I think that's so beautiful that you did that, Liz, because I think it's time that we really do listen to our kids.
Just
and
real.
Shane,
just
I've had to be really careful on social media. I post a lot less about him. A lot. I haven't been on stage for a little bit just to get
They're
some
tired
stuff
of
together.
Being the butt
comedy
of a joke.
Seance.
Yeah.
But I've changed the way I write jokes when it involves him.
Yeah.
Boundary issues. We're all learning to heal and respect each other. But I love.
I said, would you like me to change it? He's like, yes, because I did tell you everything. And I said, you're right. I was just trying to be funny. And he was like, please change
good
it. And I did. And I did.
You're a good mom for listening and for caring, you know?
No, I felt bad because
I'm trying to get
did open up. Yeah.
I'm trying to get into Shane's world history class because they had so many art projects hanging and the teachers like, he's this like young, good looking, funny. He's married. I'm not, you know what I mean? But like, he just seems fun. Like a fun teacher. And I'm like, I used to go in when Shane was in elementary school and teach art lessons. And I would love if Shane would let me, whether it's medieval times or they teach about like Egyptian culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have hieroglyphs. Like, I'm like, I have so many ideas for art lessons. Yeah. I could come in for a day.
Yeah.
And I used to teach middle school
yeah.
and high school and elementary art. So like, you know, Shane's like, Mom. And I'm like, Shane, just ask your teacher. I'm like, I promise you I will be. I'm like, you can pretend you don't know me.
Yeah, but if you get a pass.
We have a surprise guest, Miss Wolf, and Shane can just be like, I don't know who that is.
But also you can email the teacher and say, I'd like to do this. Here's an idea. And you know what? And just make it happen. And also just say like, it's
I'll make sure Shane's okay with it.
You get his permission privately.
But he'll love it. At first, he'll try to ignore me, and then he'll be like, Mom, because when I walk around and give all the... But I'll make sure I teach a dope... I mean, he had these pyramids, and he had, like, Isis sculptures, like, the goddess. Like, I was like... He had a freaking... A student did a whole painting of Jesus. Like, he teaches about that history, and when he can... You know what I mean? Like, I would love to get in to... He says he teaches up to... Leonardo da Vinci up to that. So cave paintings.
Oh, wow.
I could do so much, and I would love to be in that classroom. Mm. And I know Shane, his friend Evie's in there. Like, I just want to, that'd be, I miss teaching a bit. So we'll see if Shane lets me. I might just email, but I won't do it if Shane doesn't want me to.
Get the permission and then email.
But we'll see if they just started. So it might not be for a week or month or months, but I would love to go in there again.
It's part of your calling, right? It's like part of your...
And I love going in the school. I've got this funky, I like going, you know what? Having been a teacher for 8 years and feeling so confined, like I couldn't be my truest, quote unquote, weird out there self. As I've claimed that, I like re-entering school buildings as me. Mm. And I think it's also a healing thing for the children because they have those posters, be who you are. And then I have a joke about that. And it's like, oh, not like that. And I like walking in being like, I get to be me and I'm a good person and I'm still in this building.
You know what? I have the opposite thing. I was like, as a student, I wasn't a teacher, but as a student, I was such like a rule follower and such a good student. And I did everything right, you know, quote unquote, right. And now I have a panic attack walking into a school. I'm so afraid to be judged and I might do the wrong thing and I won't know the rules because I don't go to the school every day. And I have such a hard time that I stay away from the schools and I always...
No, but I still get nervous like that.
You do. I get very scared.
I think a lot of us, when we enter a school building, those old fears that we've had of being judged and not being good enough and getting in trouble, they come up.
Even though like I never got in
trouble. So even though I look like this, I still am working with those things.
Okay. Yeah. Because I don't feel good. I walk in and
I still feel cool.
But. Okay. Yeah. No, I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, am I going to get in trouble? Did I just do that wrong? Did I do it wrong? This is why I even stay away from PTA meetings. I went to, my daughter just started field hockey. I went to the field hockey parents meeting and I nearly fell on the floor. I did not know what was going on. I was the weirdo. I had people turning their heads and I was like, this is why I have a panic attack. Like at PTA
that's
meetings.
Shifting because the more we stop calling ourselves weirdos and instead honor the part of us that likes to express and communicate.
And I kept saying, I was like, I'm not going to shut this down. I was like, I'm sorry, I have one more question. I don't really know how this works. And they may have rolled their eyes and I don't care anymore because I just don't know. I don't know.
It's
their
including
system.
The part of you that cares and doesn't care. Yeah. And that's how I walked in.
Yes.
A part of me was like rocking my alpha and a part of me was self-conscious. And I was like, you know what? But I'm allowed in this school. And we're all allowed to be who we truly are. Yeah, that should be the message.
Yes.
And it should be one of compassion and really caring for not just students, but for each other as adults and making sure our well-beings and our mental health is okay. Because we wonder why we get these mass shootings. Let me tell you, with what I've gone through in the last 2.5 months, it's very hard to find a good psychiatrist when you don't have a ton of money.
Yeah, it's need for the wealthy people. And so...
People fall through the cracks and we wonder why. And I'm not saying it's all a mental health issue. People love debate. It's not, don't just call it mental health. It's all of it.
Yeah.
You know, people are mentally ill. Most of us.
Everybody
we're feeling the pain.
Yeah.
Right. But then there's also, we need gun reform. There's terrorism. There's racism. It's all of it.
Yes.
It's not, we're like debating what it is when it's like a whole concoction of a mess.
It's complex.
Yeah. So those are the kinds of conversations that need to be had. And I think they will be happening.
Thank
so
thank you for bringing up these conversations. It's
thank
important.
You for coming on and being my friend. All right, we've been friends always. For what? 9 years now?
Something
eight?
Like that. Isn't that incredible?
We immediately had a bond, even though we both had different kinds of masks on.
Yeah.
I was pushing through a lot. There's no way I could stand out in the cold for 8 hours on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Doing those interviews we did. Liz and I did Man on the Street interviews. What'd you call my baby?
What'd you call my baby? And all the baby's names, and we'd talk about them. But you had
we'd ask people, what do you think a Hannah would be like? Which is honestly very stereotypical.
Yes.
And I'm glad they're down.
Into all those stereotypes. Yeah. Like, oh, William. What does William do? It's this is not right. We shouldn't be saying those things.
You and I got to hang. Yeah. But there's no way, because sometimes it got cold.
Freezing.
And
your fingers did not
do. And you just push
well.
It through. I don't want to get fired. Right. Meanwhile, we weren't getting paid that much to even be like getting freaking pneumonia. But what are you going to do? We're learning.
I know.
We still, our bond continues as we become more and more ourselves.
Yes, I agree. Yep.
Well, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Where can they find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Liz G. Samuel, LizGSamuel. And on Facebook, Liz Samuel. And
any website that they can go to?
LizSamuel.com, MomTress.com. If you want to watch my series, I have a series that's a dramedy, more comedy than drama, about juggling parenting and an acting career. And you can see all those episodes on Facebook and Vimeo, but you can find the links on MomTress.com. That's MOMTRESS, MomTress, like mom actress, MomTress.com. And it'll make you laugh and cry. And there's some stuff about bunnies in there.
Yes. And it's honestly, it's an incredible series. It needs to become a TV show. It will become a TV show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be at the New Jersey Web Fest on September 20th, coming up soon, at the Claridge Cinema in Montclair. It's the second annual festival, and I feel like this might be the final festival for MomTress. I've been doing this for a little while.
Will they be screening it live?
They're screening it live September 20th at 5:45 p.m. Tickets are only $18 to watch, but you'll see like 10 other short series. You'll see episode 1 and 2 of my series in that block, and then I'm also up for...
Is Ankara in that one or no?
She's in the third. Is the third one. Okay. Yeah. But that is a really good one. I love that one.
But they can see all of them.
They can see all of them online.
Yeah.
And then we're up for a bunch of awards, like Outstanding Web Series and Best Actress in a Series. And
it's incredible.
Thank you.
You did
Kate.
A really good job writing it, acting it, casting it, producing it. You are a creative, and I got to see the whole process of you wanting to do it, writing, getting it together.
Yeah.
And I think you did a beautiful job, and I think it's going to go somewhere.
I'll stop
my whole speech.
You inspire me too. And
we inspire each other.
We inspire each other, totally.
Sisterhood.
Yeah.
And brotherhood. I love men and women alike, and I fight for anyone who wants to heal and be their truest selves, and they're looking for peaceful conflict resolution and to save the planet.
To Kate she's a healer. She reads. Oh my gosh, she's like the best tarot card reader I've ever.
Thank you.
Pretty amazing. I sat with what you talked about last time for a while, and it's really been infiltrating my daily life. And I didn't think so when I left there. I was just like, okay, sure, whatever. But it does. She's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel very good at that and the non-dual Kabbalistic healings. Yes. And if you guys want a reading or a healing, it's K, the letter K, Wolf, 2 F's. 27@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, it's at the Kate Wolf. Thank you all so much for listening. The intro and outro song, once again, is Fuck It Up, a song that I made, so that you'll be hearing that again. And I'll continue to work on music, art, and whatever the hell my soul is pushing me towards.
Awesome. Yay, you are a goddess, Kate.
Thank you. So are you. And thank you all so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Yeah, you like it? 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 Yeah, you like it?